It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, half the people say they feel, quote, depressed after turning our clocks back.
Really?
They feel sleepy. They say it might take a couple weeks before we get back into our normal routine because it gets darker earlier. And 44% of people say they leave the house less during the months when it gets darker earlier.
Okay.
And obviously, you've probably noticed that here the past few days. But it's kind of interesting. A lot of people are afraid of the dark, even adults. Now, as kids, I think we all were afraid of the dark because you would be there trying to go to sleep and, you know, the closet door was open and your dad or mom would come in and say, it's okay, honey, there's nothing in there.
As kids?
Yeah.
How many nightlights do you have?
Do you close your doors, your closet doors and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't pay any attention to any of that anymore. Okay.
But I don't shut my bedroom door or bathroom door.
Okay.
I leave all that open because when I get up in the middle of the night, I use my phone and I go right to the bathroom.
It's like, you know, but as, you know, when you're a kid, I feel like that was a really big deal. I won't even hang my feet off the bed sometimes because I'm afraid there's something underneath.
Really?
And that's how they get you.
Uh-huh.
Or a hand.
Uh-huh.
Or a hand.
There's something creepy about that. I don't know why. But with the kids, I'm always like, you know what? You go check the closet. And you're like, it's okay. There's no monsters in there this time.
This time.
Yeah. But, you know, like 12% of American adults are afraid of the dark, apparently more than that in here. But they say we're predisposed to develop a fear of the dark. We're more likely to be afraid of things that would have been dangerous to our prehistoric ancestors, like, you know, heights and darkness and spiders and snakes and saber-toothed tigers and all that stuff.
I'll admit, I'm afraid of saber-toothed tigers.
So it's kind of just built into us, I guess, over the, you know, years of, you know, our DNA being, I guess, I don't even know what I'm saying now.
We're talking about, but that's no problem.
It's like throughout the decades, you know, it's just, we've just inherited that fear of darkness. It also may stem from the unknown. Things that make us feel uneasy are commonly things that are outside of our control. So we get kind of scared of that. You can't see as well in the dark. So, you know, even like haunted houses and stuff like that.
Oh.
That's why they're dark. It makes it much more scarier. You go out and let's say, you know, you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark. You know, you're afraid to go to your mailbox. I'll just wait until the morning to go to the mailbox or take the trash out.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm just saying these are what people are saying they're afraid of. Afraid of the dark. Yeah.
I mean, I would be afraid of the dark if I was in the Amazon rainforest, but on my street outside, I'm not afraid to go to the mailbox.
Well, those lights.
I feel like we don't need to judge.
Yeah.
I don't like the dark either.
Get this. 27% think all the extra darkness puts them at more of a risk of being mugged now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're walking down the streets in Main Street or whatever. It's like you don't want to go down that alley because you're afraid someone might jump out from behind the dumpsters and take all your money.
Muggings are way up in Malden right now. That's a joke in case someone just heard that. I don't worry about getting mugged
you
here.
You don't get out.
Do you worry about getting mugged?
I just stay out of dark alleys and
when it's downtown and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. Or
what are you doing there to begin with?
Hey, even parking garages at 2 a.m. scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going up the steps to the third floor of your car. It's lit up.
And that's different because I got a gun, so I don't worry about that.
I mean, I have 57 nightlights at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're beautiful. At night.
They're a gift.
Yeah. I do have a lot of night lights. I'm like, sometimes the HOA will send me a letter going, can you turn off your night lights? Because neighbors can't sleep.
But, you know, I feel like I can actually see. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I really could see because you don't realize till my power went out once. I didn't realize how much light comes from my clock beside my bed, from the little red lights on my alarms or my TV. And it kind of... And I do have a couple of night lights down the hall.
I will say a great gift is there's those toilet lights now that light up and you can make it neon.
Yeah.
And you put them underneath your toilet seat and it lights your whole toilet seat up if you have to go at night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's got to be nasty. That light, you know he's getting peed on. Splashes.
Well, sure. I mean, over time.
So is the seat, but hopefully you clean it.
Yeah. I mean, don't you do that?
I don't do that. My wife does that.
But you can change the colors in your toilet bowl to make it like.
I can do that, too. Okay. I can make it yellow.
I like that.
All right. It's got a neon setting, Tom.
No, that's if I take vitamins the day before.
Would you add something else to your list I'm scared of?
What?
Tom talking about his bathroom habits.
It's totally different.
At least that one makes sense.
Okay. Well, coming up, I have the top things that we do once it does get darker. We'll see how you do on that test.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
49% of people say they hate when we set the clocks back because obviously it gets darker, your mood change, you're a little bit depressed, you're sleepier, you're grumpier. But what do we do once it starts getting darker earlier?
We get seasonal affective disorder.
Okay, we could do that. But what do you do to occupy your time, or what do you do more of when it gets darker earlier?
I don't feel like I need to occupy the time. It feels like it flies by.
Well, the number one thing people say, they watch more shows or stream more shows. Yeah. 59% of people say that's the way they waste their time.
Well, I mean, feel like I go to bed earlier.
Yeah, I do. Okay, I do too. And I don't want to.
Go to bed earlier was mentioned. Number two on the list said they spend more time on the internet with their cell phones. 41% of people said that.
I do that, I guess, or play video games.
And this ties in as well. They read more. When it's darker.
My daughter's like totally into reading now, and she got a book last night from Amazon at 8 o'clock and sat down and started reading it
straight out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, she was so excited. She's been waiting for it for months.
And let me ask you something on that. Is the Kindle thing still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Are more and more people not reading books, or books still a popular thing?
They're still popular. My daughter much prefers a hard book than she does a Kindle, but my mom has, interestingly enough, does both, and she'll read Kindle books.
Okay. Well, something else that we do when it's darker, and you've probably already done this, I know I have, actually use your fireplace if you have a fireplace in your house.
Yeah.
Not yet. It hadn't been cold enough.
I did on the mornings sometimes.
It's weird. Well, we have, I think, 3 fireplaces.
Yeah.
There's one on our back porch, which used to get used until the ferrets moved in. We're afraid we're going to nuke one of them.
Well, you're fancy.
We got one downstairs that doesn't have anything hooked up, no logs, no nothing. Mm. And then there's one in our bedroom that's completely enclosed, and it works, but we never use it because it gets way too hot in there.
Okay.
So they're all basically fake.
I don't want to hear about that. It gets way too hot in your bedroom?
Well, from the heat of the fireplace.
Oh, okay. All right.
But thank you.
All right, and then finally they say things we do once it starts getting darker earlier, decorate our houses. Now, you know, I feel like a lot of times Thanksgiving gets looked over because we do decorate our houses for Halloween. A lot of people do that. They dress it up, dress up the front yard. They dress inside the house and do all that stuff. But the women even say, and this is not necessarily all Christmas stuff, but it is kind of fun to see the lights out on the houses and things, but they decorate their houses like in the fall decor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they will change pillows, blankets, throws, stuff like that. And they'll bring out the brown, orange, and yellow floral arrangements that you can get now at Home or Hobby Lobby. And I think they're 25% off, by the way.
Here's what we do. Okay. And we basically take the jack-o'-lantern, and when we cut it out, we save the pieces and plug it back up so then it's ready for Thanksgiving. It just looks like a pumpkin on the porch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you get a pumpkin, it can float through the Halloween season and the Thanksgiving
season.
And
key word there is floating. Because it starts to just dissolve.
Well, those jack-o'-lanterns, if you cut the eyes out, they don't last too long.
And the plastic ones last a long time.
That'd probably be the same way with humans, too, if you cut their eyes out.
Oh, my God.
That's Halloween.
Halloween's over, dude.
I know. Wow.
Now that's just weird.
I know. But you know what you think about, like, when it becomes darker and you're decorating your house, do you do, like, all the pillows and stuff like that? You change that out, like, in your living room, Tori?
Oh, it's been changed.
Okay, so you start early with the fall decor.
Yeah, September starts the fall, and then I switch it to Halloween in October, and then I switch it back to fall in November. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it for me and my husband to see because no one visits us.
And then December, you go all Christmassy, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, yeah. And you know, if you think about it, there's only one Thanksgiving song that we have, and that's the Adam Sandler song.
That one, though.
But there's
it's so old, though.
Yeah, he needs to freshen that up.
That's an original.
It would be great, though, if we did maybe hear some, like, autumn, you know, songs. I don't know. It's beginning to look a lot like autumn everywhere you go.
I feel like that they could redo the Adam Sandler song, and Kanye would be the perfect person to do it. Because he already knows all the Jewish people in show business, so he's a musician. He could just write the new version.
Okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like autumn.
I was going to say Thanksgiving.
Calling myself.
Thanksgiving is here.
There you go. It's the autumn season. The autumn season. Leaves are falling.
Kanye, these people are idiots.
Silent fall. Holy fall.
I'm sorry.
Yes, hey, you know what? Let me be the first to say Merry Autumn, everyone. Well, we were talking about Thanksgiving. Sometimes it gets a little, I guess, looked over as far as decorations go and stuff. There's not as many to buy if you go to the stores and do some of the fall, decorating. But I saw this going to make Thanksgiving a little bit different this year. Apparently, you can buy weed-infused gravy. Is back for Thanksgiving this year.
Why?
Yeah. Where is this? It's weed-infused gravy.
Why, though? I don't understand.
I think you can also get the gummy CBD cranberry bears, too, to go with that.
They don't give you a buzz. What's the point? Am I missing something?
What do you mean?
I don't think weed would taste great in gravy.
Well, maybe
unless
it's just
it
a little,
gave you a buzz.
Maybe it's a little decoration, just kind of like the parsley is on the side.
It's like kale used to be on the side of a steak just for decorations, but we can eat it now.
Just a little pot leaf right there beside your turkey.
I wonder why parsley didn't get the big push that kale got. Because parsley used to be one of those things you put on the side of the food and didn't eat.
Let me ask you, where do you get weed-infused gravy? Is there somebody on the side of the road going, psst, come over here, you want this weed-infused gravy?
You made that up.
What?
You made that up.
I promise I didn't. You Google it. Oh, it's weed-infused gravy. I think it's in Colorado.
That makes sense.
Oh, you can make it. Okay.
People make brownies. They make cookies. They make edibles.
Yeah.
Why not
so
gravy?
This is the real stuff. It would get you high.
Yes, I don't know, Tom. Are you wanting to get high?
Well, I just didn't understand why someone would have weed-infused gravy for the taste.
Well, not for no taste, no.
No wonder Grandpa's over here taking a nap. He's had turkey, and now he's relaxed really good.
Maybe we've been having it all these years. That's why we do nap after Thanksgiving.
All righty. It's 8:43 now on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Let's have some fun. Let's do a little of the what if.
Okay.
Kind of a genie question. If a genie came to you and offered you the option to go back and experience one decade of your life, what decade would you choose? So you have the choice of 0 through 10, 10 through 20, 20 through 30, 30 through 40, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't think they give you the chance to do like, I would go from 15 to 25 or something like that.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, that would be probably one of my favorites, too. Some of the excitement of just starting to drive.
You're talking about the decade we lived in, like we couldn't go back to the 20s just to
experience that. No, what decade of your life, what age range would you like to redo? I'm pretty sure it'd be 20 to 30 for me, given those choices.
Yeah, probably.
And you would think that would be number one, but it's not.
I would do, I'm going to tell you how old I am if I sing. I would relive my 30.
Well, let's put it this way. They ask seniors, so imagine you're an old person now, and you're looking back.
Grandpa.
What years do you think you would have chosen?
Maybe 10s, because you're a kid, and everything's fun and exciting, and no one expects anything from you.
The first 5 years of that can be boring.
You go 1 to 10, is that what you're saying?
No, 10s, like you're 10, 11, 12, those.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that puts you in for a lot of dumb years that aren't worth having again.
If I were a grandparent, I'd pick 30. 30 to 39.
Because your body's
in
pretty
good
shape.
That was the number one choice.
Was it really? Hmm.
Yeah, I would choose 20s because I think my body was in much better shape in my 20s. And you're young enough, you don't have any responsibilities. You do, but you think you do, but you don't, really. Nothing like what you had when you were later. But yeah, I think it would be fun. Now, if I could just pick any ages, I'd want to go back to about 16 through 26.
Well, that's good.
Because high school was fun, and I'd love to do high school again.
No.
Does that make me weird?
No. I mean, I still relive my high school days.
Yeah, they're your glory days.
That's my glory days, yeah.
And then in my own way, they were part of mine, too. It was different than yours. I was getting stuffed in garbage cans.
It's memorable.
But I still had fun.
Sorta.
I did not like high school, but I also was different. I was not outgoing. I was self-conscious. If I could be like I am now.
See, that's what you, would you like to go back and try it differently?
Yes, I would. Because I think I'd have got involved in more things. I'd have had more friends at school because I didn't hang out with my friends at school.
When did you blossom? When did you bloom into the Cato you are today?
Probably when we got this job.
When you got on the radio, even, like, you know what? I want to do something crazy for Tuesdays.
Well, probably at radio school, I started coming out of my shell there because radio school to me was, you know, college. But I met new people and not the same people I'd hung out with all my whole life.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I started coming out of my shell.
If I could go back to high school, I would mercilessly hit on all the hot chicks I was afraid to hit on whenever I was that age.
Yeah, it'd still be the same outcome, but you know.
I'm not sure of that. I think at least some of them would be like, wow, he's very confident, and they'd give me a shot.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know one person had so many restraining orders, and I've ever
And I also think that going back with the confidence I would have, I would, of course, you might be bored out of your gourd with a bunch of dumb, what would feel like to you, dumb high school kids. Because my friends were dumb looking back on it.
But
me too.
I kind of see, though, Tori saying 10 to 20.
Nah, I can't get into that.
Because some of it is like, you like to relive, like, what was my parents really like with what I know now, the knowledge I have now, and how, you know.
Oh, that could be devastating.
It could be, but it'd still be very interesting just do a little research on your parents and how they were at that age, because I can't remember.
Well, the fact is you didn't have to work. You got to play all the time at that age.
You didn't even know what taxes were.
No.
That was the worst realization of becoming an adult.
Or elections.
But in the 15 to 25 years, you didn't do much of that either. I mean, you worked, but it wasn't as big, and you enjoyed work even then.
I got married at 22, so.
Well, and divorced at 23.
You could have tried to make that marriage last twice as long.
No, I know, if I'm going back, I wouldn't have gotten married so young.
Yeah.
That's too young to be married.
It's so funny, though, to hear your grandparents or your parents, who are grandparents now, tell you things you need to do, because we're much younger, and they're like, take care of your teeth. Take care of your teeth. Enjoy your youth, okay?
My dad used to tell me that.
Yeah.
In fact, when he was sick, bless his heart, before he passed, that was one thing he said, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all need to know. And then remember this.
Uh-huh.
Take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
We're like, where did that come from?
I know. That's what my mom says.
I thought you were going to say, and we forgot what he told us.
Oh.
That would be terrible if your dad on his deathbed tells you the important thing you need to know, and then you're like, we don't remember what it was.
Oh, we'll never forget that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That one, you're kind of like, well, that was a little bit of a letdown.
But it was true.
It is true.
My dad, when he says that, he's like, and I'm like, what'd you say, Dad? He said, let me put my false teeth in, and I'll tell you.
Take care of your teeth.
My dad scared me to death when I was little because he had false teeth, and he would put them in that, you know, glass on the nightstand.
I had a girlfriend. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's kind of scary when you walk in there and you see your dad's teeth and he don't tell you why. Where is that for the tooth fairy, Daddy?
I had a girlfriend who was a bartender, and when guys were being creepy, she would pop her teeth out because she played soccer and she got her front teeth knocked out.
That's a great trick.
And she would just and knock them right out. And they were like, you know what? I don't want to drink. Never mind.
Check,
it was awesome.
That's a way to get out of a creepy guy hitting at the bar.
Not the best way, but it would work.
Yes. So good.
You have to pay hard. I mean, having that be that way would be a bummer, though.
She had a good time with it. Sometimes it was like a drinking game. How many times could she pop it out in a night?
Oh, my gosh.
It was a lot of fun.
I drink more.
I see why Tori wants to go back to the ages she wants to go back to. She wants to avoid her friend.
I think so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was talking about the survey where they asked older people what decade they would like to relive again, mm-hmm. if they could. And, you know, we were talking about, I guess, the kid decades, like 1 through 10 or 10 through 20. And that was like least on the, I guess, the survey. It was 30 through 40. Was that the main age people wanted to relive?
30s, they would like to relive their 30s, and then next was 20s.
I do think that there are some things as a kid that, you know, you get to relive again would be fun. But some of those things, they continue on through your lifetime. I've got things we love just as much now as we did when we were kids. So some things don't change. I mean, how many times does your mom or, you know, someone say, how old are you? Well, are you ever going to grow up?
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
My mom says it.
We do have a unique job where we kind of, we do immature things. We play prank phone calls on people and do things that most people would probably get fired for.
We scare each other when they come in the office.
We do. We jump out from behind doors and stuff, and that's always fun.
They don't do that to me, though, because I have a gun.
Okay.
And they're afraid I'll shoot him.
And his heart can get out of rhythm, too. But playing pranks on siblings or other friends, that was mentioned. You just don't outgrow that. Even the older people, I think, like to play pranks on each other. So some other things that we love just as much now as we did when we were kids. Remember twisting off one top and then the other top of your Oreo to make a double stuff Oreo? Sure, you can buy the double stuff Oreos, but it's not as fun. Are you okay, Tom?
Checking my heart.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Bless it.
Mm-hmm. That didn't sound good.
Also, putting peanut butter on an Oreo. I did that as a kid, and I did it the other day, and it's just as good.
I know, yeah.
Okay, I'm not an Oreo fan. Okay. I don't like Oreo cookies, but I love cookies and cream ice cream.
I love Oreo cookies.
Okay, how about bubble wrap?
Yes.
You never outgrow that, do you? There's something about it. Now, I will say the new Amazon box has got those big bubbles.
Yeah.
Not as much fun. You got to stomp on those.
Yeah.
I know. About gave my husband a heart attack with those.
They are loud. I will say for us, we got the ferrets.
Okay.
Our ferrets love to pop the big ones, but they don't make them explode. They put their claw in it, and it blows the air in their face, and they love that.
Oh, okay.
It makes it fun for us again.
Okay. These are things that we love just as much now as we did when we were kids. Helium, like sucking on a big old helium balloon and then doing the helium voice.
And you talk like this, you sound like an elf from...
I haven't done that in a long time. I forgot.
It's fun.
I can't enjoy it anymore. Ever since some idiot posted on the internet that we have a limited helium supply and they're running out, I feel guilty when I do that now.
Do you really? Yeah. You can't find helium anywhere.
That's because they're running out.
But a lot of fun. Is going to be gone.
What happens whenever we need helium and we don't have it anymore?
We had some blown up at Party City for a birthday party a few weeks ago.
Okay,
so Party City's got helium.
Well, that's because
the last batch.
I still have birthday balloons for my son because they didn't have helium at the time. All right, these are things that we do just as much now as we did when we were kids or love, and that's naps. Ain't
but
nothing
you
like
go it. Through a long period where you don't.
Yeah, you don't like that nap, but when does it come back into play? Like for a kid, there's a point where they don't like the naps.
For me, it came back in college.
Yeah?
In college, all of a sudden, I learned to love the nap again because you'd have that early class, and then you'd run back to your room, and from 10 to 11, you'd get that one-hour nap.
Yeah, that's
fun. It was
fun.
Awesome.
How about pillow forts or blanket forts? Someone mentioned that.
I don't know who you're flirting on,
I just flirted on you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I find those annoying now because I have to clean them up.
Yeah, pillow forts?
Any forts.
Okay. Because my kids, they'll take over the whole living room.
Well, they have those things now that let you clip the sheets on them.
Yeah.
Those things are awesome for kids. Kids are so spoiled now.
Yeah, I agree.
They can make their own fort, and it's got all the walls and the windows and all that.
My kids take the iPads in there. Come on in here and play iPad with me, Dad. You don't get stuck.
You realize this is like a giant Dutch oven.
I know. It does get smelly after
someone toots in here, and we're all just poisoned.
Hey, speaking of that, adding a fart sound to like an awkward silence moment that someone's having like in the meeting or, you know. that was an awkward moment.
Let me guess, talking about farts, you still enjoy as
an
adult.
I do. I don't care. No, that's not your favorite subject.
No, it's not. My friends, y'all just do it all the time. I don't think I've ever done it here in front of Tori.
But what's so funny is Tori, she embraces it. She's way tackier than you are when it comes to bodily noises.
Well, because Tom will be letting one rip as he's talking to me.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm desensitized to it at this point.
He just leans a little.
Sometimes he takes flight.
But I've had friends for, 20 years. Same friends. Mm-hmm. We've never done that in front of each other. We don't talk
about
it.
They know you do it.
We don't.
He gives me a hard time when I say that my wife and I don't do it in front of each other, and then suddenly I'm the bad guy.
Because that's a couple. I know what my friends, the couples that behind closed doors do.
That's their own business.
I'm just speaking out of family. We were raised, you just go ahead as a married couple to relax.
I got one for you. Things we love just as much now as we did when we were kids. Slurping that Coke foam off the top of a Coke.
I don't like that as much
anymore.
I do.
Yeah, that Coke foam when you like get it out of a fountain. You don't like that?
I don't know. I like to do the straw at the very end of it.
Okay.
I'm out of
Whacking someone in the head with a paper towel, empty paper towel tube.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or when you're doing
wrapping
Christmas.
Paper.
Yeah, wrapping
yeah.
paper. You have a sword fight. That's still fun.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
If you're the one whacking.
Yeah.
No one wants to get whacked.
Yeah, well, that's true. I understand that. And then how about dropping that +4 card on someone who's about to win an Uno?
That's I don't all. Think I've ever done
oh,
that.
Gosh.
There ain't nothing like that. It's like drop, you know,
and you
draw
hate
four.
Them. You hate them when you get that.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I was about to say Uno.
So, you know what? Maybe we don't even have to relive those kid years. We're still doing them, apparently.
You should.
Yeah.
Stay young.
Try to if you can.
I was going to try to find my farter.
You look like an old woman looking for a piece of gum in her purse.
Time out. You said you're trying to look for your farter.
I have a little thing that makes fart noises.
I did not think that I would hear that out of my coworker's mouth today.
Well,
it's like
one
I don't,
or the other.
According to Tori, you don't need that.
Yeah, you're sitting on that thing at costs farts.
Yeah, just look in your pants.
Oh, there it is.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.